A lot of cities have changed their streets and changed their kinds of development to reduce parking for cars, leaving more room for people. In Arizona, a new development takes that idea further, claiming to be America's first neighborhood built to be car-free. NPR's Adam Byrne has the details.
John Robert Rodriguez loves his new home.
It's been absolutely fantastic.
In October, the special ed teacher moved to Cul-de-sac Tempe. The development, which is being built by the real estate company Cul-de-sac, is car-free.
I was more nervous before I moved here because looking at the transit maps, I was like, this is going to be such a hassle. Now once I'm here, it's convenient because you don't have to be in the car. You don't have to be driving. And when you're not driving, like on my way to work, I'm already working.
Raised in Florida, Rodriguez says he feels like the U.S. pushes people to be dependent on cars.
I traveled around the world a lot, and where I've gone, you kind of realize how much easier life is when you can get around, when it is an option to not have to get in a car.
Reducing reliance on cars is exactly why Cul-de-sac CEO Ryan Johnson co-founded the company.
In the U.S., we've been building the wrong type of housing. For almost 100 years now, we've not been building what people want and the kind of housing that makes people happy. And we're bringing those kind of neighborhoods back.
A promo video on the Cul-de-sac website shows the kind of neighborhood Johnson's talking about. One where residents have many everyday necessities right on site. There's a small grocery store, a gym, even a restaurant and bike shop. It's all spread around a mixture of wide courtyards and narrow alleys between buildings that's a far cry from the typical urban sprawl found in the Phoenix area. But what if you want to leave?
All of our residents get an unlimited light rail pass. They use Lyft. They also use electric bikes and electric scooters instead of a private car that sits parked for almost the entire day.
That light rail line passes Arizona State University, where Megan Ellens teaches urban planning.
The idea behind walkability is that you should be able to live your life within a certain distance on a day-to-day basis without needing to use a car.
And she's giving Cul-de-sac an A+.
It's a really nice space. I think that there's a clear identity, and that's part of the walkability of it, is that you feel like you're in a place. It doesn't feel just like all the other streets or neighborhoods around you.
Around 100 people live at Cul-de-sac right now. Another 60 units are opening early this year. In total, developers are planning for 1,000 residents once construction is complete. For John Robert Rodriguez, his rent of $1,400 a month for his one-bedroom apartment is a bargain. Being around like-minded neighbours, an added bonus. Adam Byrne, NPR News.